going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Just can't stop it. I'm going to keep on dancing. The Pink Pony Club. It's Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Thank you for listening. Happy hump day. Our Cache Creek Casino broadcast is upcoming. It's the Friday before Mother's Day. So maybe take mom. It's going to be super fun. All this week, go to RadioAlice.com and enter yourself for your chance to win an overnight stay at Cache Creek Casino Resort and get 2 reserved seats for our live broadcast on May 9th.
Wow.
Right? It's good.
It's a bonanza.
It is. It's super fun. Plus, you know, gambling and a yummy dinner. And I mean, it's wonderful. I do like a casino.
I Cache know
Creek,
that you do.
I'm coming for you. Cache Creek Casino broadcast on May 9th. So this morning show happening live. And it's been so long since we've done a live broadcast too. Like I'm super like nervously excited. It's going to be really fun.
I haven't done one in 17
years.
Yeah.
A lot of this is going to fall on you. I'm just going to waltz on in there. Oh, hello, Vinny. Let's have a fun day. Blah, blah, blah. And Maddie will be over there like sweating.
Well, it'll be like, fine.
Did you prepare everything that we need done for us? Thank you.
The talent request that.
Yeah. Well, I'll bring my little laptop and just make sure we have Wi-Fi. That's all we need, right?
We're going to be good.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Kidding me? Cache Creek Casino Broadcast, RadioAlice.com. Get yourself entered. Not only do we have these reserved seats and rooms to give away, but there is a grand prize, too, where you get to spend the whole weekend. So get the reserved seats and the weekend stay at the luxury Cache Creek Casino Resort. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. Head over there and check that out. I'm going to start with some bad news. Carlos Santana has suffered a medical emergency before a show in Texas, it looks like yesterday. He was just about to go on. He was reportedly doing sound check, and he fainted and had to be taken out on a gurney and went to the hospital. And he's a local guy. And his wife, Cindy Blackman, has come on a bunch of times. And
he came on. He was great.
Oh, I'm very focused on her.
I liked her as well, but yeah. I'm saying we interviewed him. He was great.
Well, and he's one of the first shows you ever brought Isla to, right? Didn't
yep.
you?
I took
over at Pac Bell.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called now.
Yes. Mm. No, I loved the story he told where he said, when I was a young man, and this is Carlos Santana before he's Santana, he said he was at like some kind of festival in the South Bay in San Jose, and there just happened to be 2 bands playing on separate sides of this place he was at, and it was like the Latin beats music that he's famous for and a rock band, and he's listening to the two, and he's like, that's my sound.
Mm.
And I thought, there's a dude who's sitting on a picnic blanket and comes up with the musical sound that makes him who he
right.
goes on to become.
It's actually a really great story because it is sort of what you think about him. Like you can't nail him into one genre
right.
at
it's
all.
That the beats thing mm-hmm. that he has going and then that guitar sound that
yep.
he's got.
It's, signature.
It's him.
Yep.
You wouldn't hear it and think, maybe that. No, that's, you know who that is.
He was at soundcheck. He fainted, was taken out. The San Antonio Fire Department responded, confirmed it was non-life-threatening. His rep is saying it's suspected dehydration. Mm. He's an older guy. You know what? I didn't grab his age.
He's pushing 77. 80. Yeah.
77.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is under observation, but doing well. Tuesday's concert's been postponed, but not canceled. They're going to reschedule it. That's a quick, you know, if you're at soundcheck, you're basically all the work's been done for that day. You're getting ready to go on. They're going to load the audience in and then off you go. So that's a late cancellation, but not a cancellation, a postponement.
Right.
It's not the first time he's had a scare. He collapsed on stage in 2022. That was heat exhaustion. He's currently on his Oneness Tour 2025. There are a bunch of shows still scheduled. So
and his wife is his drummer.
So I'm sure she's right there.
She's there with him. Yeah.
Ready to step in. Taylor Swift.
What about Tay-Tay? You know, she finished that Eras Tour and truly did go, like, there's no more photos of her with that guy of hers.
Yeah.
There's just
once in
nothing.
A while you'll see like
so
something.
So what do you got? Tell us everything.
You know what's funny about that, what you just said?
What?
Taylor Swift has been unseated in one category of her life. But I will tell you that right off the bat, I have a question. So here is your headline. Taylor Swift unseated as world's youngest self-made woman billionaire. Who took her place? Someone named Lucy Guo, a 30-year-old co-founder of Scale AI. She is now the youngest self-made woman billionaire in the world, according to Forbes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Forbes said that Kylie Jenner was the youngest self-made billionaire at age like 20 or 19 or some crazy crap like that. Oh, Bob.
Well, I think there was debate over whether Kylie was quote unquote self-made.
Yes. However, I agree with that. There was debate over that. We debated it. Like, is she or did Kim's sex tape self-make all of them?
Right.
So, but Forbes did call her that. I could swear I saw it on a Forbes thing.
Well, this is all neat. I'm rooting for all the ladies.
Mm.
I would say this new billionaire
AI lady
means most of that is just paper.
Yes. A lot of times that is.
I know money's actually just paper. But I'm saying like.
I know.
You
it's
get
like
all
math
this
problem.
Stockpile on you and you've. Okay, that, if it's ever realized, will make me.
We value the company at this amount and I own this amount of this company that's just on paper.
But very much like, oh God, what is her name? The lady, the scammer with the Stanford, the lady with the...
Elizabeth Holmes?
That lady was also...
A billionaire.
Headed the big B way.
Well, she had $1 billion in venture capital, more than that even,
and then
her way.
Just poof.
It was the whole, you didn't invent the thing you said you invented
right.
problem. That can be problematic.
So Forbes did say in 2019 that she was the youngest at the age of 21.
Mm-hmm. Which she are we talking about now?
This
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
And, but.
Did they asterisk it?
Well, some critics questioned whether she could truly be considered self-made or a privileged
that
background.
That was us. We were the critics.
You know what I'm saying? And then also Mark Zuckerberg was 23 when he became
a
billionaire.
Yes, this is women. These are women.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Women so. Billionaires.
So I guess
I wouldn't have even thought of Zuck, though. There's so many billionaires now. Yeah. Like, remember when a billionaire was like, what? What's that? How do you count to that number?
Well, yeah. That's, you know.
Well, we're about to have a trillionaire. I mean, you know, Elon will be a trillionaire before you know it.
Tech has really changed.
Money.
In a big way. And changed our real estate market here in the Bay Area.
Everything's so, it's like everything's so expensive and nobody's a billionaire except for the people who are. And they're like, yeah, we eat fine. What are you guys all complaining about? Nothing. Never mind about us.
I got a 2-bedroom beater in Cupertino for $2.5 million.
Oh my God, that's actually a steal. What are you talking about? Jesus, turn it around, sell it. You can get $5 million for it this week. Of course, you can't buy back into the neighborhood.
No.
There'll be nothing for you.
Right.
So this Lucy Guo, the 30-year-old co-founder of something called Scale AI, is now the youngest self-made woman billionaire in the world. Apparently a title that Taylor Swift held for a while there. She was the youngest female self-made billionaire. In fact, 2023, and I guess she would have been 33 when that happened. I want to say she was born in 1990.
I'm going to guess if you went
89.
Up to... 89? Hey, oh, duh. If you walked up to Taylor and Lucy Dwight? And said, hand me...
Go. Just go.
As much money as you can access right now. Taylor will beat her 30 times over.
Yes.
How to pronounce these Chinese.
Oh, sorry. Thought it was just going to give me the one.
You know, they never do. No. They never, ever do. They want to talk to you for a while first. G-U-O.
Gua.
Guo.
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 What does he say?
Hold on.
We're holding.
DeJoe.
DeJoe. The D is silent, man. It's got to be go.
Gua.
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 Gua, co-founded. Hello, by the way. She's definitely listening right now. All her friends are calling her. She co-founded the San Francisco-based artificial intelligence company Scale AI in 2016 at the age of 21, along then 19-year-old Alexander Wang. Wang was a CEO. Gua ran the operations and product design teams.
Congratulations.
They both made Forbes 30 Under 30 list in 2018. Wang fired Gua the same year when they disagreed on how to run the company. And now... she still owns a, let's see, 5% stake of Scale AI, ooh, which is now worth nearly $1.2
billion.
So where's she getting all this?
Good for her either way. And I'm sure
the stake is worth $1.2
billion. At her age, she's probably got a lot of big things ahead of her. Good for her.
Yeah. If she's around, Miss Gua, Lucy, we would love to have you come in here and teach us how to use the AI that we've got in here. I feel like I could maximize this. But you're probably sleeping in because you're a billionaire.
Yep.
I don't know how to feel about this. Snoop Dogg found out that Wiz Khalifa got his kids stoned for the first time. They're little. Not that little, but little enough.
And so what did Snoop do?
Snoop laughed. He's, oh, this was so fun. Oh, that's so just so fun.
Snoop. Yeah. Found out Wiz Khalifa got his kids high, and Snoop's response was to laugh, and that's our story?
Wiz Khalifa revealed that he got Snoop's son, Cordae.
Oh, got Snoop's kid high.
Got Snoop's two kids high.
Oh, I thought you were saying Wiz got his own kids high.
No,
and Snoop laughed.
Sorry.
Okay. My bad.
Snoop's kids. Not just his kids, but Snoop's kids.
Got it.
He says that apparently in 2012, they were filming... something called Mac and Devin Go to High School.
All right.
And Cordae and Cordell.
Those are the kids' names?
Those are the kids' names. Isn't that Snoop's name too, Cordell?
I don't know.
It's something like that though, isn't it?
I thought it was Brodus.
Oh, yeah. Calvin Brodus. Calvin?
I think it is Calvin. Mm.
Yes. Calvin Brodus Jr.
Brodus.
Look at us go.
God.
What did you say it was? Cordell. No,
yeah, well,
Calvin.
Because the kids are right. Cordae. Uh-huh. Cordae and Cordell. So Wiz says, we were shooting High School, the musical. Sorry, we weren't shooting that. We were shooting High School, the movie. It's Mac and Devin Go to High School. And Snoop was out of the trailer doing his part. And he came back into the trailer and was like, yo, little mother effers is high. And at the time, Wiz Khalifa assumed that they'd already experimented with weed. So he just, there they all are. So he just sparks it up, hands it to the 15-year-old who passes it to the 18-year-old.
Well, my guess is they're destined for doobie weed greatness.
You know, honestly, that's probably true. And now they've got to both be in their 20s. I mean, if that was 2012, they could even be in their 30s. If my math works out, which probably won't. Anyway, Khalifa was like, I really did think that they'd already smoked. I'm like, these are Snoop's kids. Of course they smoke. Here you go, kid. They got high with me first. Crazy. Snoop was like, oh, man. I was trying to keep him clean. Keep him straight.
Was he?
He was, apparently. He was laughing. He wasn't mad about it. Let's put it that way. All right, Vin. That's all I got time for. What you got coming up in the news?
World Book Day and more after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Dance. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
Boop. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by her.
Just Dance.
Lady Gaga.
Just Dance. It's going to be okay.
Go on.
I'm just dancing.
No, I know. I liked it. Okay, what are you? Why are you stopping?
Yeah. Okay, I'm done. Lady Gaga. Win it before you can buy them. Go for it.
All this week, listen for the code word at 805 1205. Get a pencil.
It's a lot of hours.
805 1205 305 405 505 605. Text that code word that you're given at each of those 05s. Mm. To our contest line, 20357. That's the number. For your chance to win a pair of tickets before you can buy them to Lady Gaga on July 22nd at Chase Center. I've seen her before. She's excellent. Really, really good. good voice, sounds like the music. You're not
can't
all,
help but dance.
That doesn't sound like the record at all.
Nope. She's incredibly talented.
She's really, really good. Really good. Okay. Mostly sunny skies expected after this overcast stuff burns off.
Yeah, it's a little on the cruddy side.
Highs in the mid-60s.
All right.
Warriors have game two tonight in Houston at 6:30 on TNT, and the NFL draft is 31 hours and 30 minutes away.
We've really ground up some of those hours going through the show today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
There were so many more hours earlier.
I am a big book fan.
Yes.
I did not know there was a Happy World Book Day to celebrate, but there's Happy World Book Day, everyone.
Fantastic. I love books too, Vin. You and I, we've always had that in common.
A third of us haven't read one in over a year.
Ah! Wah!
The question now is, Maddie's on the show, and he got a book recommendation from the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Project Hail Mary.
Right. And he said, I'm working on it. I'm getting my way through it. We haven't asked in a long time. And so the update now is, and the question remains the same. Have you gotten to the reveal yet?
Yes. Past it. Well past it at this point.
And so did that take your head clean off?
That took my head clean off in his initial meeting. I thought that took
was
my head
great.
Off too.
But
as he's finding things out about himself.
Yeah.
He comes to with no memory of how things went. And then as he starts to realize and you get the story told to you, you're like, when people spell HMFT, I was trying to say that word.
Did H-R-R-M-M-
you say that word?
Rumpf.
I just Project spit Pal all over there. Myself. But I mean... it's incredible.
No, it is great. I'm there's stuff going on now. I won't talk about it, but
you're close to the end though.
Yeah, getting very close to the end. So
you read that, didn't you, Bob?
I sure did. I loved it.
You loved it? Good.
Oh my gosh.
And can you believe that moment where he realizes and then you're like
and then you realize
you're not the whole who thing. I thought you were at all.
Well, sometimes people have to be put in a situation, like really put there, in order to find out they've got what it takes.
But I am looking forward to seeing how they do this as a movie.
Oh, I heard they showed a clip of it at CinemaCon. And
wait, what?
Yeah, it comes out in next March.
And this is Ryan Gosling, right?
No. That was the Star Wars thing.
Star Wars.
Who's the star of this? I have not seen casting. I don't know anything about this.
I thought it was Gosling.
No, that's the Star Wars thing we're talking about.
I'm telling you, I read it was Gosling.
Oh, maybe it is Gosling. Maybe we did talk about
this. Oh, it is.
Vinny, you're amazing.
Well, I mean, you don't have to fight with me until you know better. Jeez. Yeah,
well,
it's
I didn't
Gosling.
Even notice that was happening.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Ryan Gosling, Phil Lord, Chris Miller, Amy Pascal.
He doesn't what?
He doesn't feel like the guy that happens to.
Well, he's
just
incredibly handsome.
He's so brave and powerful.
You'd think.
Yeah.
Happy World Book Day, everyone. The UN made it an official holiday in 1995. It's today because William Shakespeare died 409 years ago today in 1616. He, or she, depending on who you talk to, was 51 or 52, no one's sure.
Mm. Also, may not have existed.
Right.
Yeah, he did.
Sure. Enough time goes by, everything's questionable.
A time traveler with AI went back in time and had the AI write those incredible stories.
That's good. That's a good theory. I wonder if AI could help us go back in time.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm just wondering.
Don't.
Okay.
63% of us would like to read more. 66% of us have a collection of books at home. Probably lined up on a shelf like little trophies. The top five excuses people give for not reading as much as we'd like. I don't have enough time because of other life activities. I prefer other forms of entertainment like TV, video games, and TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time because of work. I don't have enough time because of my kids. And I have trouble focusing while reading. Reading is a muscle. Everyone.
It is.
And
I
do think that if you are someone that reads and finds yourself at the bottom of the page going, I lost my track, read it again.
Mm-hmm. You got to go
start
back
over.
And read it, again.
It is a muscle. You will build it. I am able, and I don't think this is unique to me. I think most people who read a lot are able to be in that world. And you picture that world, and I see the guy or girl that's in this story. Yep. And often when the movie gets cast, when it's made into a movie, I see that person they cast and go, no.
Yes.
You blew it.
Exactly.
That's not
right.
The person.
Forget it. That's wrong. Or you know who's cast in a movie and you people, and then you read the book. And then, of course, that's
they
who's playing
that
the role
person,
in your head.
Right. Anyway, happy World Book Day.
Thank you.
People on social media often will share their latest hack. Here's my latest hack, everyone. This is the way.
Okay. What's the latest hack, Vin?
Food social media is filled with tips and tricks on how to pack your diet with protein.
Oh. All right.
Some of them are legit and some are absurd. Like, snack on a wedge of Parmesan cheese. Oof. It's known to be high protein.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with
we
that?
We don't like that?
It's super salty and really dry.
Delicious.
And, well, no, I won't eat macaroni without, you know, grated Parmesan, but a chunk of it is very...
Yeah, if you don't typically eat it in a chunk, well, do you?
No.
No.
You want it grated, but I would eat it. And John buys this stuff that it actually is like has like a crispiness to it, like inside it and some moisture. And it's delicious. It's just a really nice hard cheese.
Parmesan.
Yeah, but I'm not saying I sit there with the big wedge of it, but I'll cut a couple pieces off for myself, absolutely. But it isn't, you're right, it's salty. I wouldn't eat it as a giant meal or,
no.
You know, but a little chunk, yeah, I'll eat that.
Some TikTok lady is sitting in her car unwrapping a full wedge of Parmesan and the caption says, I'm over protein bars, I'm switching to full blocks of Parmesan. And then she just bites off a chunk. And then another chunk and another chunk. She's really like selling it. Experts say that Parmesan is a solid protein source, but it's not great for snacking because it's high in fat and sodium.
It would work on a keto diet though. It's, what do they say about hard cheese? It's like the soft cheeses, the ones that will melt into stringy stuff. Those are the ones that are just not great for you.
Right.
But a Parmesan, it does melt though, right? It doesn't get
never
stringy
used
though.
It in any other way than
but you put
to
it on top
it.
Of spaghetti and it kind of
yeah.
When it's grated, but
it's a little bit stringy.
The chunk is I can't even imagine taking a little piece off of it.
I don't even want it shredded. You know how you go there and it's grated and it's shredded.
Mm-hmm.
So there's long thin strips.
Yeah,
I don't even want that.
There's like you ever see that? It's shaved sometimes, like on top of it.
Yeah,
like
I don't want
big,
that either.
Sort of thin thing of it. You know. It has like a vomit smell to it a little bit. Like I would
a
think
lot
that,
of cheese does.
Yeah. I was hungry for a minute. There you go.
But you know what I'm talking about. Like you eat some Parmesan. Sometimes that smell. Like I can't imagine eating a big chunk of it and being like, oh yum, my mouth tastes like vomit now. You know?
Wow. Well,
I know.
Yeah. I mean, no one wants their mouth to taste like vomit.
That's
true. That's for sure.
Let's make that not happen.
Are you done?
I am done. I feel like I've ruined everything. My vomit talk. Why do I feel like I need to talk about that?
I don't know. I mean, that's one of those things people really don't want you to bring up.
True. That is true. Sorry about your breakfast, everybody. But get your Parmesan.
That smell is due to the presence of butyric acid.
It's a vomit smell, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
You're not the only one who thinks that.
Huh. I like Bob.
Bob is the best.
Well, I just like her, you know?
Well, I like her too.
You think she can hear us right now?
I think she can.
She's a keeper.
I probably like her more than you, though.
Maybe. I'll fight you, though, if you want.
What kind of fight?
The kind where the winner likes her more. What kind of fight?
What kind of fight are we talking about?
I don't know. Maybe I could... Ask AI to come up with some kind of fight for us.
You're going to fight me for her, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, this will be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I do have some mad ninja skills.
Do
I don't want to hurt you, though. You know, I do lean on you in the morning. I'm sure you're aware.
You let me know.
I will.
I'll decide. I going to take you up on this,
right,
or is this just you came up with something you know you can win?
Do you want to come? Do you want to do today's? I do have a thing for Vinny, like things every American 56-year-old should know. Like we played with the 30-year-old on the show earlier.
No.
But we could have a thing where it's me and you go head to head. You know, whatever.
Well,
trivia.
Who's fastest? Let's do that.
No, you'll win that.
Right.
Yeah. Fastest at what though? Crocheting.
Runner.
I think I'd win that.
I think I could crochet faster. I don't want to crochet. I mean,
I could make a
Sandy,
pillow cover.
You're listening. You maybe should have taught me crocheting because you know right now
Sarah's about to kick his ass.
Yeah, I can't
at crocheting.
Unfortunately, I saw my mom do that my whole life, and I have blankets my mom made me,
and you treasure them because your mom pulled every inch of that yarn through her fingers.
There's one she made me recently that I used last night. I was using it just last night.
It's nice.
It's beautiful. But no, I won't
crochet
against you.
How about, let's see, hedge trimming. Who's faster at that?
What do you mean?
Well, it's got to be something that I could potentially win. You know, I'm not going to beat you in a foot race.
What are you hedge trimming with? Scissors or an actual
hedge trimmer?
Like a snip, power.
Snip, oh. Snip, snip, snip.
You
long blade.
Have...
I do. I have a power. I'm saying we could do it with the. Yeah, I have that. I have that too.
No, I'm not going to do that with you.
Okay. Well, I'll come up with something else.
I don't like playing in the yard.
Let's see.
I hate playing in the yard as a matter. And just the other day, though, Christina goes, I need you to pull a tree out.
Oh.
Did I tell you this story?
Well, you told me you were considering a new tree, but what happened to the one? Did it die?
It needed to come out.
Was it a flowering tree?
I don't know what her.
Those die easy.
Why it had to go, but it had to go, and she got it as far
but
as
she could.
She's
getting another tree.
I cannot get this thing out. I need you to get it out. So she leaves.
Yeah.
And I go, all right, I'm going to go out there and get this thing done.
Where is this tree?
It's in the backyard.
Okay. The one that you hung your wetsuit off of. For someone to come take.
No, that was out in the front yard. This is in the back.
Okay.
But I have to get this thing out. I got to dig around it.
The roots are profound.
Got to break the cut the roots and you know I finally get this thing out. It's so heavy and big and I got it.
What's the diameter of the trunk?
Bigger than that.
8 inches.
Yeah,
maybe?
And then it had a huge root system
They say there's as much below the surface as there is above the surface.
The root
on a
system
tree.
Was like this, like chunk.
And you probably had to cut pieces of it
as you
went. Yeah.
I pull the thing out and I put it down and I go in the house and I'm like, I'm the hero today. I just got it done. I'm done. And now I can go back to, you know, guitar, my laundry,
you didn't go
whatever.
Hop in the hot tub immediately?
No. And then she comes home and she goes, wow, you made quick work of that. That must have been easy. And my back went, what the? Did you just say? Because I did it. It must have been easy?
Well, I mean, you got it done, so it must have been easy.
Why?
Because she left, and then she came back, and it was done.
It was done.
So for her,
that must
it was
have been
very easy.
I'm like, that was not easy.
Did you explain at length
I don't want to get into the yard work talk. I just thought, well, that's very dismissive of my efforts. I thought I was going to get,
you know. Did you just say that?
You could say that.
That's dismissive of the efforts I put
wanted,
the sweat that I shed.
You know what I wanted.
Naked lady?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she said, no, it was really hard. Now take off your clothes. Because I demand payment.
I was too busy being insulted. Easy.
See, that's your problem. You needed to be like, no, it wasn't. It wasn't easy. It was hard.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I heard the game show music.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. So we're going to play the 56-year-old should win this. This should be your round.
Can you? All right.
What?
I don't know.
Are you,
do you
embarrassed
have to keep
about
saying it?
Okay.
It's a young man.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you to sit this one out. I want these two to go against each other. All right, Maddie? So, no, you don't have to turn your mic off, but I want you to not, I want it to be, it's going to be, Bob is going to answer first.
Okay.
The way you had to answer first.
Did I win the last time we played this?
No, Bob won, which was expected. It was a game for, you know, things a 30-year-old.
I didn't know any of the stuff that was said at all.
You did get 2 points. So you did know some stuff.
I knew the Taylor album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Bruno Mars song?
No,
nobody
I didn't
got a
get
point
that.
For that, yeah.
No, I had 24 karat.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First question. Who sang the 1984 hit Careless Whisper?
Can I hear a few
no,
bars?
No, you cannot.
Are you kidding me?
I don't
here
know.
Here it is. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Yeah, you can kill that off.
1994, you said?
What?
What year was it?
1984. Who sang the 1984 hit Careless Whisper?
I don't even want to guess. It's too embarrassing.
Okay, no points for you.
George Michael is the singer on Careless Whisper, and I remember getting so loose on a dance floor with this girl I was dancing with, like so embarrassingly loose. Like, who does that on a dance? 15-year-old boys do that on a dance floor. Sheesh. Pig.
Well, they're just hopeful. Just throwing it all out there.
God.
All right, question number two.
Yes.
What company used the slogan, reach out and touch someone? Now, I will give you multiple choice on this if you, unless, it looks like you know.
Looks like you might know.
No, I don't know.
All right, I'm going to give you multiple choice.
I recognize it, so yes, mm-hmm. Give us multiple choice.
All right, was it, which company used the slogan, reach out and touch someone? Was it Kodak, AT&T, Hallmark, or Sears?
Oh.
Of course I know all the answers.
Of course you do. I know, of course. Yeah.
That's Hallmark?
Hallmark.
AT&T.
It's AT&T. Ding, dang, that's 2 points for Vinny. Round three. Who shot JR on Dallas? Was it Sue Ellen, Bobby, Kristen, or the maid? Who shot JR on Dallas?
This one, this
I would not.
Over,
I also would not get this one.
This
I did
took
not
over
care,
the world.
But I did not care who shot JR. Are you going to know the answer to this?
I don't. I'm going to.
This is a chance for you to grab one
if
you guess
right. Yeah, you got to guess and get it right.
Who shot JR on Dallas? Sue Ellen, Bobby, Kristen, or the maid?
Sue Ellen.
I'm going to go Bobby.
It was Kristen. Chris, did you know that?
I did. Of
course. Was Kristen the little blonde sister?
I don't know.
She was one of the
sisters. Told you I didn't know who did it.
Kristen on Dallas. Okay, go ahead. Next one.
Which of these toys was not popular in the 1980s? Cabbage Patch Kids, Rubik's Cube, Beanie Babies, or Simon? Which of these toys was not popular in the 1980s? Bob, who's 30? Cabbage Patch Kids, Rubik's Cube, Beanie Babies, or Simon?
I think Beanie Babies came later.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
This is Kristen. She's not the blonde I was thinking of.
She's unrecognizable to me.
Totally. That was like the thing, though, that took over the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At a
who
time
shot,
when there
who
was
shot
nothing
JR
else
was
going
the
on.
Season's finale cliffhanger. So all summer long until that fall, everyone was like, oh, my God, do you know who shot JR?
Okay, sorry. What was the question again?
The question was, which of these toys was not popular in the 1980s? Cabbage Patch Kids, Rubik's Cube, Beanie Babies, or Simon? And Bob guessed Beanie Babies.
It is Beanie Babies.
It is Beanie Babies. You're on the, you're there. How about this one? And I'm not giving you an answer on this. You have to come up with it or not, all right? This is the last one. What was the name of, this is a game, by the way, called Things Every 56-Year-Old in America Should Know the Answer To. What was the name? That's just a random age that I picked out. It has nothing to do with anything with the young people on this show. What was the name of the space shuttle that tragically exploded in 1986? What was the name of the space shuttle that tragically exploded in 1986. You get no multiple choice on this.
Oh,
Bob.
My mom's listening.
Bob!
She's going to be so mad because she talks about this all the time.
How
old is your mom?
Yeah, because my mom is in her 60s.
Oh.
And she always talks about how, like, my brother was in elementary school at the time, and wasn't that the one where, like, there was a teacher on board? Mm. And so every school in America was watching when it exploded.
Everyone was watching it. It was one of the early ones.
Was it Apollo 13?
It might have been.
You got it.
What do you think?
Challenger.
It's Challenger. Dang it. It's Challenger by a score of 4-1. You won the game that you absolutely had to win.
Well, now that I'm the winner. Oh, hold on. Yeah. The winner would like to request the song penned by Sarah, known as Challenger.
Challenger, whoa. I said, I wrote it on my Casio keyboard.
But keep going.
No, that's basically the whole thing.
No, that's
I just
not bad.
Lamented
I mean,
and whined about it.
Oh, here's some more lyrics. I haven't heard
that
in a long time.
Yeah, I know, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Go on.
I just, that's literally
I mean,
all the words.
It meant so much to you.
It did.
It
I was crying
I
as
Let's
I
hear, right.
just like wrote the saddest.
Tears on your Casio.
In the key of D minor. It's the saddest of all the keys.
Is that right?
Yes. Goodbye. Be sure to listen all day because we've got Lady Gaga tickets noon and every hour of Jane's show. Have a great day. We'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.